A proposed non-market rental building in Edmonds Town Center is drawing opposition from homeowners in the neighborhood. The six-story development with a child care facility proposed on public land at 7388 Southwind Avenue would provide affordable housing in a city that has the third worst rents in the country and has been continually losing purpose-built rental housing. But neighbors in the area criticized the project. Like a skyscraper. At a public hearing on June 27, City Council heard neighbors' complaints, including concerns about losing green space, traffic congestion, impacting residential peace, concerns the daycare would cause overcrowding on the street and a loss of parking, and concerns about altering community character. The city received more than 50 letters regarding the development, most opposing the project. Multiple residents also expressed frustration with the recent construction of a nearby development on Burn Park Drive. Christopher Verhagen, a Southwind Avenue resident, told council most of the buildings in the neighborhood are about three stories above ground level. To put a monstrosity of a six-story building right on the edge of Burn Creek, that is really going to be an eyesore, not only for the community to have this one building that towers over all the others, but it's going to make a very uncomfortable transition from the suburban land. This six-story, relative to the other buildings, is going to be like a skyscraper in here, Verhagen added. What is that going to impact the rest of the neighborhood in terms of property values and everything long-term? Rendering of the proposed development at 7388 Southwind Avenue. Metro Vancouver Housing. Much-needed affordable housing. Ed Kozik, the city's general manager of planning and development, said the city worked to try to fit the size of the building in as best as possible to maintain the neighborhood character. But, at the end of the day, part of the decision that drove the height of the building was to provide as much housing on public land as possible in order to address the affordable housing crisis, Kozik said. Some residents raised concerns the development might have been a profit-seeking venture for developers, but the project is a partnership between Metro Vancouver and the City of Burnaby. There is no economic incentive or agenda to this, Kozik said. This is strictly to provide much-needed affordable housing. Metro Vancouver Housing, the regional government's nonprofit housing corporation, wants to build 122 rental units and a child care facility with space for 37 children, according to a staff report. The City of Burnaby would provide the land and lease the site to a nonprofit society, housing co-op or government entity for 60 years at a nominal rate. The details will be worked out as the project moves through the rezoning process. The project includes one adaptable studio, 52 one-bedrooms, 22 adaptable, 56 two-bedrooms, all adaptable, and 14 three-bedrooms, all adaptable. The rents could be at shelter rates, rent geared to income, low end of market, 20% below market median, or a combination of rent levels, depending on the funding program achieved, according to the report. At minimum, the development would include 51% of units at 20% below market median rental rates and 49% of the units at 10% below market rental rates. The city anticipates the affordability would be deepened beyond the minimum. But Verhagen also noted the development would mean the loss of green space. It looks like there may be a bit of a strategy to gradually take away more and more of our parkland in this local area, which is highly concerning, he said. But the site of the proposed redevelopment at 7388 Southwind is already zoned for housing, Kozik said. It's not a park, and it's not designated as a park, he told council, adding, it's already designated for housing. One Southwind neighbor wrote in support. I live in this neighborhood and fully support this development, Francis Hamilton wrote. This neighborhood needs more density, more families, and it is such a great option for this type of housing. Please build this, she wrote, followed by 7! The current site at 7388 Southwind Avenue. Metro Vancouver Housing.